Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Welcome to WEEM Weekly, our 917WEEM student-run podcast. I'm Layla King, and I'm here with our lovely art teacher, Mr. Hunkler. So, Mr. Hunkler, for our first question, it is, what are all the art classes that you teach?
Oh, okay. I teach a variety of classes, but mainly focusing on the painting drawing classes. So we have painting 1 through 4, drawing 1 through 4. There's visual communications, AP drawing, AP 2D art and design. And there's probably intro to 2D that we're kind of bouncing around between Mr. Carpenter and myself, the new art teacher. So things are shifting and changing just a little bit, but those are the main courses I teach.
And then what are all the clubs that you run? Because I know you run like a handful of them.
Oh my gosh, almost too many. So one club is The Muse, which is an art and literature magazine created by students for students. The other one, the sponsor with Mrs. Wagner on Brain Change to Mind, which is a mental health advocacy group. And then the last one is Art Club, which I just inherited for the first time ever this year. And so the Art Club is really big on working in public art spaces and with the community to try and get more art out there. And just to celebrate art within the school itself, yeah.
I knew you ran like a handful of them. Yeah. That's a lot. I don't know that many teachers that run that many.
I don't know why I do it either, but it's great. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so what's your favorite art medium?
I'm a drawer through and through. I really enjoy drawing. It's what I specialized in college, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, if any surface you want to give me and anything you want me to draw with, like I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. And then. What do you enjoy teaching about the arts?
Oh, man. I always, you know, don't tell all my students this, but every class I tell them, you know, this is my favorite class.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually whatever I'm teaching in the moment is what I really enjoy. I'm lucky enough that every hour is a little bit different, you know, and I don't have too many of the same classes repeated throughout the day, although this semester I do. But each class is so different with personalities and with talent and skill.
Art kids are so silly.
They really are, you know, and they're a mixed bag for sure. But that's what makes it so great, though. Like, so every hour is like my favorite hour because there's something different going on. There's a new discovery going on or there's going to be some sort of like breakthrough moment where somebody just gets it. You know, it's just, it's an adventure every single day.
Okay. I know you used to teach the photography classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was your favorite part about teaching those classes?
Oh, man. I guess the best way to say it is that a lot of students who are interested in art but like are afraid of drawing and painting because they feel like they're not creative enough to do that, they tend to really excel in photography. One of the things I like to say at the beginning of every photography class is like, this is a chance for you to show us the way the world looks through your eyes, literally. Mm-hmm. And a lot of students kind of take that to heart and create some like profound or like really contemplative photographs. They're just like, wow, you know, there's more to this than just, you know, what we see. There's the idea of like, this is the way you see things, you know, and this is the way you put it together. And when they have those breakthrough moments too, that's a lot of fun. But usually those students who never thought they could be creative are just like excelling in photography, and it's just nice to have that outlet.
Mm-hmm. That does sound like a really good time, but how did you feel about not being able to teach those classes this year?
I had no problem deferring over to Mr. Carpenter. He's a professional.
I don't know much about him.
Well, yeah, he's a professional photographer, and he works professionally as a photographer as well as a designer. And between you and me and nobody else that could be listening, I never took a photography class ever. It was just a class I had to teach when I started here about 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot, talked to a lot of my photography friends, and just kind of picked up things along the way and just took all my like theories and understanding about art through drawing and applied them in a photography medium, and it tended to work. So I got lucky. But no, I have no thorough or extensive training in photography whatsoever.
So now, this question, I feel like I just ask every teacher that I get in here. If you were to teach a different subject, what would you teach?
Oh, I almost became an English teacher.
Ah, that is so you.
Yeah.
So I definitely could see the English teacher.
It would probably be English and still art related, you know. Like, yeah. But, I think English would be it. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't want to grade all the essays. That's
fair. Yeah. Fair. I'm writing one right now, and oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
You just have the right one. The teacher has to grade several, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I can't imagine. But, no, this is kind of silly. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't met a lot of orange likers. Oh, my father is one, but orange is my second favorite color.
Yeah, there's a story behind it where in kindergarten we had to pick out our favorite colors, you know, like physically like pick out a sheet of, and nobody picked orange and I felt bad for orange.
Oh.
And so, because I felt so bad for orange, I chose orange as my favorite.
And like, now, okay, yeah, it's just stuck.
Ever since, yeah.
My personal favorite's purple.
Nice.
Purple.
Your aura is purple.
Yeah, okay. Next one. What is the favorite project that you've, like, taught or displayed in the past? Or currently, even?
Oh, dang, that's a...
I know there's a lot. Yeah, I've seen a lot of different things.
Well, I think there's the one we've been doing recently, it's called the Zentangle Portrait Project. And we usually do it at the end of drawing one where the students take everything they've learned and they create this like large 16 inch by 20 inch drawing that they,
is it like the one on the,
yeah,
wall?
It was in the display for a while, yeah. You know, but like, it's just where they use just patterns and textures to create values and it looks like a realistic portrait, but it's all like abstract at the same time, you know? So it's something that the kids never think they can do. And then when they do it, they're like, oh my gosh, look how great I am. I'm like, yeah, I told you. So that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Is there an area that you wish you could teach about, but you just don't have enough time or you haven't ever reached it yet?
I'm working on this. I really am. But I'd love to teach more printmaking, like get that more involved with the drawing classes and with the VisCom classes as well. And
is that like writing or what is that?
No, I mean, it's actually you carve into a plate and you can print it. I mean, like we can use linoleum plates or wood blocks or we can even do etching on plexiglass or metal plates, you know, but like. It's just one way to reproduce the same artwork over and over again.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and it'd be really cool. And I'd love to explore that a little bit more.
Okay, now, just kind of going away from, like, classes or whatever, do you have just, like, a favorite art piece just from, like, an artist or?
Oh, man. I'm just going to throw some artists out there. I was recently made aware of Peter Doig, who his paintings sell for an exorbitant amount of money, and he got really upset about it because he's just like, now it's not available to anybody. It's just available to people who can afford it. And that really bothered him. But I like it. But he really focuses on like just the memory of, like he paints a lot of his like childhood memories. And just the way his paintings look are, it's as if you've walked into a memory. And I think that's really cool. So his whole collection has just fascinated me. So I'm still, I haven't narrowed it down to my favorite one yet, but he's at the top of my list right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and final question for today is, do you think that there's, like, a large difference in, like, not to say skill, but just, like, how they feel when it comes to drawing one kids and then upward? Do you think there's, like, a big, or you could just say, is there, like, a big improvement?
This is what I love about my job. So I get to work with the beginning drawing students, and I know where I want to take them as advanced drawers, and so... especially now with my drawing 2-3 kids, they are a year removed from drawing one and they are leaps and bounds beyond where I expected them to be. But also like they've really kind of understood like, hey, you know, this is a lifelong thing. I can continually get better. And when they do, I mean, there's just no limit to them. There's no stopping them. And so these drawing one kids are looking at drawing two like, I could never do that. Like, they said the same thing a year ago, you know, like and it's just especially now we're at the almost done with the semester, like we're about a month away or two. I know, it's I'm about a month and a half away. But it's a lot of my drawing one students who came in saying they can't draw. They're like drawing lights out, you know, and they're taking on just about any drawing problem with no fear because they've developed their own skill and their own methods of solving the problem that they're trusting themselves more than waiting for me to tell them they're doing it well. You know, they know how to do it. And they're also very critical about their own work where like just a few weeks ago, they're like, I can't draw anything. And now they're like, I can't draw this good enough. You know? So it's fun to listen to them and watch them grow, but they always surpass my expectations. They just become so much better than I could ever imagine. And I really, really appreciate them for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank
that
you.
That was very nice. Very good answers, by the way. Thank you so much.
That. Yeah, you're welcome.
But thank you for tuning in to my segment of the 91.7 WEM podcast.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone, but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
You are listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. My name is Dylan Brown, and today I'm here with Mr. Carpenter to talk about some of the stuff in the art department. So first of all, I'd like to thank you for being here with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'll start you off with an easy one. What classes do you teach here at the high school?
All right. So this semester I am teaching preparation for college and careers. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also teaching Photo 1 and Intro to 2D Art.
All right. How long have you been teaching photography classes, or like all your classes in general?
Well, this is my 15th year of teaching. Mm-hmm. This is actually my first year of teaching photography.
Really?
But my wife and I have had a photography business since 1999. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it for quite a while, but teaching, it's a little bit different.
Are you still running that photography business?
That's what my wife does full time.
Okay.
Yep. And I help her out when she needs it. Yep.
All right. What do you like about teaching the photography class so far, or how is it different from your other classes?
Well, what's different about photography, at least so far, is the fact that most of the students are using their cell phone cameras, which mm-hmm. is significantly different than using a standard like DSLR, something like a camera that a professional might use. So it's been a little bit interesting trying to get used to that dynamic of things, but the good thing about that is that all the students have them. So
yeah.
We don't have an equipment shortage or anything like that.
Well, do you have any projects where they will use actual cameras?
We do have a couple of projects where we might use some point and shoot, cameras for like macro photography or something uh-huh. like that. But we're hoping to, over the next few years, kind of build up some equipment reserves. So hopefully we'll be getting into some cameras at some point.
How did you become interested in teaching art classes in the first place?
Well, as long as I can remember, I've been either drawing something or mm-hmm. making something or something like that. So art's one of those things that I can't really take a lot of credit for. It just kind of came naturally. So
art chose you. You didn't choose it.
That is correct. Yes. That's a good way to put it. So and then I kind of just kind of followed that along. And then when I went to college, I majored in art. But then my sophomore year, I had to take an art elective and I chose photography. And up until that point, I'd never taken a photo before, never used a camera, but just kind of fell in love with it and the whole darkroom process. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I went and got my teaching license. And what I like about, you know, teaching art classes is there's tremendous flexibility and the creativity is always kind of astounding. Like, you know, the old cliche is like, you know, you really haven't seen it all. And the students prove that every year.
Yeah. Do you consider art to be a form of self-expression?
Absolutely. It can be. I think sometimes it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. I think art serves so many different purposes in our world. And you know, sometimes it's just simply to make money. Sometimes it's because you want to express something. Sometimes it's because you want to send a message, all sorts of different things.
Do you think it's important for most people to have at least some sort of background in art, or having taken at least a class or two?
I think for most people, it would be beneficial just if for no other reason, just to see that the same type of problem-solving skills that are used in art are basically the same problem-solving skills that you would use in other subjects. The means by which you use them might be a little bit different, but those skills translate into just about everything else. And so even if you're not like technically skilled at something, then you could take that experience of those problem-solving skills and apply them to other things.
All right. What does your average lesson look like in a day?
Typically with any art lesson, it's going to look like, maybe it kind of varies a little bit, but mm-hmm. typically speaking, there's going to be some example work. There's going to be, some objectives that we're trying to accomplish. There might be a demonstration, and then there's going to be some practice exercises that we do to get into a project. And then once we get into the project, students, they'll either be directed directly by me with a certain set of instructions, or they'll have a project where they can kind of have a basic idea and then kind of run with it. So yeah. But that's where all the flexibility and creativity comes in. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Going in specifically to photography for this question, I know a lot of people get overwhelmed by like just the amount of photographers there are and how to be a good one. What is like the most important thing you need to be a good photographer?
That's a complicated
question.
It's a
loaded question.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I would say to be a very good photographer, to make yourself stand out, first of all, you need to be patient with yourself. I think a lot of people look at work. Maybe they look up work online and they see all these images that look just outstanding and fabulous. But what they are not really taking into account is the number of years that it took to get to that certain level of expertise, and mm-hmm. the fact that the photographer probably took maybe 50, 100 shots to get that one shot.
They probably had a really good camera too.
Yeah. I think being patient with yourself and being willing to put in the work, being able to learn new skills and learn from other people, tag along, shadow, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, transitioning more into the 2D art side of things, what do you generally teach in that class?
So the 2D art class is kind of like a general sampling of different types of things. So we'll get into a little bit of drawing. We'll get into painting. We'll get into some ink work. We just finished up a printmaking project where students actually carve a design out of the surface of something and then roll mm-hmm. ink over top of it and then make prints that way. We'll get into art history. So the whole purpose of the intro to 2D class is to get students familiar with some different types of artwork that may intrigue them to maybe take some other more advanced art classes.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer teaching photography or 2D art?
Oh, well, that's a tough one because they're both very, very close to my heart. I've done fine art longer, but I also like working digitally with images that that people take. So I would say it's an even draw for me.
I can see that. What is your favorite part of teaching in general?
My favorite part of teaching is when you can see someone take a concept and then not only just understand it, but then they're able to kind of make it their own and apply it in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the cliche of the light bulb coming on, but not only the light bulb coming on, but trying to figure out how that light bulb can work in different ways.
Okay. I just have one last question. Is there anything else you would like to talk about today that I haven't covered?
Well, the reason I was hired here at Pendleton Heights was to develop a digital arts program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is in the works and we're hoping that, there will be at least like one or two digital design classes next year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be building a program from there. We're hoping to get some new computers, maybe some new cameras and potentially down the road, maybe even get into some like drones and stuff like that. But it's an exciting time because the department's growing and, it should be great here in the next few years.
Now, what kind of stuff will, online design entail? Is that like graphic design?
So yeah, it'll be graphic design. So there's going to be like a lot of Photoshop work. There's going to be graphic design. There'll be some things where we could be interactive with, community based, businesses and even potentially some video type of stuff. So right now there's a lot of different options available to us. Mm-hmm. And then as the program grows, then I think we'll probably get into all of that at some point.
All right. That is all the questions I have today. Thank you again for being with me today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, we will be back after this quick ad.
Need a pick-me-up on the way to school or work?
Join the WEEM Morning Show in the conversation every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
on 91.7 WEEM.
I'm Ethan Lincoln here interviewing Colin Ice.
Hello.
So Colin Ice here is in art class. Now, which art class are you in?
I am in the Intro to 2D Art in room 112 for period 5.
So, Intro to 2D Art. Why did you want to do 2D art instead of like 3D art?
Well, I didn't want to do 3D art because I did it last year, but I also kind of wanted to do 2D art because I always think it's nice to have like a lenient class to have.
What did you like about 3D art last year?
I definitely liked how creative you could get with some of the projects. You could definitely like go a little outside the boundaries than what the teacher expected, and you could still get a good grade.
Do you have that same like a little outside the boundaries this year? And
Definitely, yeah.
What do you think of like the teachers in the hallway?
They all seem to be pretty nice, especially when it comes to the two that I know, which is Mrs. Akers and Mr. Carpenter. Those are the only two that I've actually like talking to.
Now, whose class are you taking this year?
This year I'm taking Mr. Carpenter's class.
And if you don't mind me asking, what kind of projects have you done so far?
So far we've done a singular painting project, which was basically you take a photo of your face and you change it to a monochrome look, which is basically just black and white colors. And then we would color in different shades of one color. So in my example, I chose 3 different shades of the color blue to color mine in.
Is that like what's up in the hallway over there?
Yes.
I don't remember all who's on that, but they're definitely better than how I would do it, but
it does take some practice, but everyone's at different art levels, and it's always going to be fun. With as long as you like art a little bit, it's always going to be a fun project.
So that was just like a project. What do you do for like assignments?
We don't really do that many assignments, actually. Most of the time, we just go from one project. We have like a day or two to kind of learn the new subject, quote-unquote, of what the next project is going to be, and then we start the next project right after.
So far this quarter, you've done... How many... Like, you've only done one project this quarter, right?
I believe so, yes.
How many did you do last quarter?
Last quarter, off the top of my head, I think we did like 5 different projects last quarter.
What were some of them?
Our first project was a line project where we basically made a random shape out of different lines. And then we filled that with lines going in different directions. Like, so you would start in one section, you would draw like 5 lines going in a certain direction. And then off of those, you would make lines going in a different direction.
So, there's only going to be some people out there that understood what that was, but...
Yeah.
That does sound like a pretty fun class if you, like art. Mm-hmm. I don't really do it that much, but I do have a couple of paintings from 6th grade. So, how do you think your Mr. Carpenter teaches?
I think he teaches pretty well. He kind of throws us into the fire almost, but at the same time, I think that's a good way of teaching. Like, the only way we're going to learn is by, especially in art, the only way you're going to learn is by actually, like, doing the art. So, I feel like that's the best way to learn.
Now, normally when it comes to like my assignments and projects, I just procrastinate and put it off to the last minute. Does that work in art?
Definitely not. Especially with one of the more recent projects that we did. We basically took a slab of linoleum, which is like wall, basically. Oh. And we carved out like shapes in it, and we had to print on that. And that definitely takes a couple days. of work. So you definitely can't procrastinate in art class. Well,
don't you also use like linoleum for like kitchen floors or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So I know you like paint and like draw. Is there like anything like specifically different than just
painting or drawing?
Yeah.
The best example that I have is like the linoleum project, because we had to physically scrape out the pieces in the linoleum, which was surprisingly difficult, but I can't think of any others off the top of my head that weren't just like specifically drawing or painting, but in 3D art, you definitely do a lot more than that.
Yeah, because you like mold stuff. And
in the intro, I think we only molded like clay, I think once or twice last year. But at the same time, we did a lot of different projects with different fields. So it definitely took some getting used to after a while.
You're also saying that these are intro classes. So there's classes after this that just build on to this?
Yes. In the sense for Mrs. Aker's 3D art class, if I remember correctly, you can take a metallurgy or jewelry making class if you take the 3D art class. Or it'll give you more insight into those classes if you take that first.
Why did you decide to go into intro to 2D art instead of branching off into those two?
I guess the best reason I can think of is just, like I said, I like to have a class that is like a little lenient, where I don't have to be as like on top of my work as much as some of the other classes. So I guess I figured that in the later classes for, you know, after 3D art, I figured that those would be a little bit more on top of your work, kind of.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for lenient, might I suggest study hall?
Yeah.
But
that's a little too lenient. I kind of like to have a class where I still have to work, or like I still get credits for it, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have anything else you can say about art?
I would say that even if you don't, like, if you aren't very comfortable with it, or if you aren't very good compared to your own standards, I would still recommend taking those intro classes, because, like, it's not only about learning the art, but at the same time, they're very fun classes, and I've met a couple new people in the, especially intro to 2D and 3D art, in the last couple of years.
So, really, you're just saying that it doesn't really matter if you're good or bad, just try it?
Exactly. That's basically exactly what I'm saying.
It's like your parents always say when they try and get you to eat vegetables. You don't know if you don't like it if you don't try it.
Basically.
All right, well, that's all I have. Is there... do you want to say anything to the people listening?
Hope you have a good rest of your day, and that's basically it.
All right, that's all I have. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.